Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, a mixture of clouds and sun. Winds are going to be gusting but diminishing this afternoon. We hope we'll have a high near 55 degrees. In terms of local temperatures, it's gotten a lot cooler around this part of the state. In Kenosha, 48 degrees, 45 in Burlington, 50 in Milwaukee, 51 in Racine. Just four people offering citizen comment at last night's public hearing for the 2016 City of Racine budget, and most of it was garbage. Plans to go with solid waste collection carts. Jeff Warwick, voicing concern about deficit spending, said rather than the city buying garbage carts and trucks, give the work to a private contractor.
I know it's only 12 people, but right now there's a proposal to start bringing in the new carts, which will be $1.5 million over a couple of years, and they're asking for two brand new garbage trucks. Well, you can bet that we probably have at least 10 garbage trucks. Eventually, we'll have to switch them to all 10. So even though right now this proposal is only for $1 million, it'll end up costing about $4 million in the long run.
Dan May supported the garbage carts, but he was more concerned about the current collection trucks leaking liquid onto the streets.
Is it really right to be dripping this liquid all throughout the city? We're essentially taking our waste from our streets and from our houses, pouring it onto the streets, and that's what's going on. Take a look around. It's everywhere, especially on garbage pickup day. Look. I've taken pictures, sent them into the commissioner, and I haven't really heard any resolution.
George Myers of the Racine Taxpayers Association talking about an imbalance with money always seeming available for the bureaucracy, as he called it. Taxes, though, having to go up if people want something. Any proposed amendments to the 2016 Racine budget will be considered next week by aldermen in committee, then a recommendation going to the full council for a final vote. A zoning change proposal that would allow Kenosha's primary homeless shelter to move into newer and larger quarters sailed through the City Plan Commission with unanimous support. Nobody's speaking against the Shalom Center's plans. City Council approval, that would allow the nonprofit to finalize purchase of the building and begin a capital campaign to raise $1.5 million toward the renovation costs, according to Shalom Center Director Lynn Beast Carroll.
We will likely hire a professional agency at the beginning of the year to assist us in that. They expect it should be no more than a 6 to 9 month campaign. And then we would expect to go to construction at 75% of our capital campaign.
The move into a bigger building on 39th Avenue would enable the Shalom Center to discontinue the area churches housing the overflow of homeless people. Beast Carroll says that if all goes as planned, the Shalom Center could be in its new home by next winter. Racine-based S.C. Johnson announcing a $50 million to $80 million two-year plan to renovate and modernize its global headquarters campus, plus relocating 175 positions to Chicago within the next couple of years.
The project will mix and connect older buildings designed by Frank Lloyd Wright with newer facilities and is scheduled to begin next spring. In addition, the company will begin moving workers to the former Sealed Air building in Mount Pleasant, which will be renamed the Sam Johnson Campus in honor of S.C. Johnson's fourth generation family leader. As for relocating the 175 positions to Chicago, no location has been determined yet, and a company statement says no jobs are being eliminated in Racine. Kelly Samro, Senior Vice President of Global Corporate Affairs, Communication, and Sustainability, says this will give S.C. Johnson the opportunity to infuse the company with an even broader world-class talent base and diversify its business locations. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Gateway Technical College President Brian Albrecht going to be joined in Washington, D.C. next Monday at the National Press Club by Greg Herker, who coordinates what's known as the Industrial Fab Lab on the Sturtevant campus and a special technical education initiative.
What we want to do and what we've been doing at Gateway is we get young people motivated, excited, interested in engineering topics, learning about math. They're making stuff and they don't even know it. I run a camp for kids. The kids build rockets and then I make them build a sextant so they can figure out how high. Next thing you know, they're doing algebra and they don't even know it.
On WRJN's Community Conversations, Herker says for him it's about teaching the wow factor. Herker and Albrecht going to speak about the Fab Lab and bringing ideas to life at the National Press Club again next Monday in Washington. Two-vehicle crash just before 7 o'clock last night in Caledonia, resulting in two women going to the hospital. A head-on collision occurring on Highway 31 north of Five Mile Road. The initial reports had both victims in one vehicle. The injuries, including possible broken bones, as well as one of the women striking the windshield. 31 was closed between 5 and 6 Mile Roads by that collision. The Racine man who was killed in a two-vehicle accident on Green Bay Road at 16th Street in Mount Pleasant Wednesday evening is identified by the Racine County Medical Examiner's Office as 22-year-old Dylan Pickard. Pickard, a passenger in the car that collided nearly head-on with another vehicle. Driver of the car, 23-year-old David Parr of Mount Pleasant, suffering minor injuries, is being held in jail on preliminary charges of homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle. He's expected in court this afternoon. Kenosha man severely burned in that fire at his home earlier this week died at the medical complex up in Milwaukee. The medical examiner's office indicating 80-year-old James Adamson had suffered burns over 75% of his body in the fire and explosion that took the life of his wife Rita that same morning. Fire reported about 1:30 a.m., the explosion rocking the condo complex on 54th Street. James Adamson was found on the first floor of the condo right near the front door. His wife in an upstairs bedroom, she was dead at the scene. Cause of the fire, that is still under investigation. And the Kenosha man accused of trying to kidnap two people just a few hours apart recently waived his preliminary hearing and entered a plea of not guilty. 61-year-old Leroy Johnson, accused of asking a woman walking on 50th Street for directions, then pointed a gun at her and ordered her into his car. She ran, though. Then a few hours later, a teenager was approached on the lakefront. The man standing by a car asking for directions grabbed the shirt on the collar on the girl, tried to pull her into the vehicle. She pushed the gun away, ran, screamed for help. Johnson arrested based on information provided by the victims. He'll be back in court in January. WRJN.com, your source for our local news throughout the day. Our newscasts are in podcast form on the webpage. Just go to the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.